Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Miss football.
We got to take it like men.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know what I was thinking? We might want to change that phrase.
We got to take it like men.
Yeah, that one.
No, that's...
Say it one more time, Kyle.
We got to take it like men.
You know what? Maybe we should start taking it like women. And I'll tell you why. Because men don't handle it well. They don't. They get mad. They get angry. They blame, they point fingers. Women sit on it.
No. That's going to
ponder it.
Yeah.
Think about it. Assess it. Draw a conclusion.
Don't you like that, don't you? Yeah, I'm like the guy that
you like that, don't you?
Take
it like a woman. That would mean grow up and
stop.
Get it.
Well,
you take it like a man. You really
stop
mean
it.
You're taking it like a baby. Yeah, you get it.
Nope.
See,
next question.
Thank you.
Was random.
I just heard it.
It's me asking you what the phrase 6'7 means these kids are using.
Well, that's what I was going to come out with.
Dude, man.
You asked a brilliant question.
What
it was so brilliant, Evan didn't know the answer.
Right. If he knows, right.
Guru just... The things that come out of his mouth are just unbelievable. And Evan walks in and he goes... Evan, what's this 6'7"? And I looked at Guru and I said, now that is a great question because I don't know.
And then Warriors win total?
Look at you.
Then we looked it up and I'm still not sure.
And now I'm lost as man. But it comes from a rapper, Skrilla song, Doot Doot.
Now, have you heard of that rapper?
Skrilla, no,
that's
I
a
have
no.
Not.
Nah.
I'm still on Tupac's time. But anyway, I still don't know what it means, but they're banning it from the classrooms. The chat will tell us.
I thought
6'7".
Somewhere it says that it means it's kind of mid. It means like mid, you know, like average.
But it says the term comes from rapper Skrilla's song, Doot Doot, referencing a 6'7 basketball player, which gained popularity through viral videos and memes featuring their own NBA player LaMelo Ball.
I'm lost.
So like Derrick Jones is 6'7".
Okay.
No, I mean he's mid.
Oh, that. So they're using the 6'7" is that's it. You saw the,
oh my gosh. So that means
if I say your take was mid, I'm gonna say your take was 6'7".
So they think LaMelo Ball is mid?
Is this what it feels like, seriously?
Old? Yes.
When I bring something up in the morning and you look at me with just a dumbfounded look,
now,
this is
Evan,
what it feels like?
You know I steal them street, so I'm not as bad as Steiny. I know
he's... You live in the most upscale neighborhood in Sacramento.
Basically Granite Bay.
Who's the guy they did that to? Sam Mitchell? Was it? No.
Oh, yes. That was it Sam NBA Mitchell? TV. Yeah.
You live.
Yeah. Hey, young fella, let me put you to the side. Keep talking. Anyway, I think we got it mid. Let's just go with that.
All right.
That's the Clippers last night were 6'7".
Yes, they were. Yes, they were, but the Warriors have been pretty darn good.
And held them, because I got to keep it real here, the Warriors defense held the Clippers 53% from the field goal shooting, opposing field goal percentage 37% the Clipper. But what if I told you I didn't think it was all Warrior D? They just were breaking.
You know,
seriously, it was a breakout.
I'll tell you what that...
Good shots?
Well, I'll tell you what that reeks of. That reeks of a guy who lost a bet. When you come out, you know...
No, I had Warriors.
Your neighbor.
Yeah, my neighbor had Warriors.
Nice. Okay, yeah. It would be like if I had the Clippers last night, which I didn't, because I would never bet against the Warriors the first 15 games of the year.
I love that, right?
I won't. You think I'm kidding. But anyway, it would be like if I lost that bet last night and I just come in today and not even talk about the Warriors and just talk about how terrible the Clippers are.
Because I'm mad at the Warriors. Yeah, nah.
I mean,
it didn't meet the criteria.
Yeah. So, but
they couldn't shoot.
Well, they've got a lot of guys who just kind of go one-on-one. Don't
they? Playing into the Warrior hands.
It's going to sound strange.
They you still like them?
No, they look like a totally different team on Sunday.
Okay, no.
Like against the Trailblazers, they look totally different than they did last night.
That. And Bradley Beal is a big part of what they do. You could say whatever. He didn't play either.
You know, I also think there is some, you know, we had... And we'll get back into it because I do think there's something there with the load management and what Michael Jordan said. I actually think there's another kind of load management going on.
Ooh, give it to me.
It's just it's not a rule or it's not hard fast and it's not coordinated or it's not an official strategy. But I'm sorry. I'm convinced that teams pull the plug.
Earlier now than before?
Yeah.
Or, not pull the plug. But just... Did Kerr do any of that against Portland?
No.
He kept going. I'm like, Steve!
No, it's more like veteran teams who...
They've got
to be careful how much energy they use, how much they don't, when the next game. I don't know. I just think sometimes... And this is a function of so many games. It's like if, you know... But I don't want to come in here and say that because it sounds like the Warriors don't deserve any credit. And
they
dominated the entire second half of that game.
Yeah.
And some of the first half. So,
I mean, I couldn't believe they were down 3 at half. How about that? Like the Clippers had ran them down.
Yeah. It was
32-14 in the third quarter, Donnie.
Hey, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and New York Giants. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Keith Smith joining us in 5 minutes. He works for SpoTrack, and he also is the host of At Front Office Show on YouTube. But you know what I think's more fascinating about Keith Smith?
Give it to me.
You know this.
I know a lot.
He was the idea behind the bubble. Why are you laughing, Evan? He was.
Sorry, you just said the idea.
Oh.
Which is what used to be our nickname for Kuminga.
That's right.
Yeah. Dubbed by Goo. I gave him that.
Should we start calling him Fruition?
No, man. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so Keith Smith, during the pandemic, I'm pretty sure he's based out of Orlando. And they were talking about, you know, how you play through during COVID. And he was talking about the Disney campus down there that's not being used. And he brought up the idea, wrote about it. And the next thing you know, that's what they did.
How much do you think he made off of that?
Nah, probably nothing.
You got to be kidding me. There's no way, Evan, if this dude came up with the inception of the bubble, that Stern or whoever, Silver, wouldn't break him off.
See, I can't ask him that. You'll get mad at me.
No, this is one you ask because we're giving him love and you deserve to get some Benjamins on that.
You know what? I think that's a fair question.
This is totally fair.
I think it's fair to say.
How much would? What'd you do? You still got it. We know how you do. Now, Stoney, real quick, Mia doesn't listen much. My wife, I get a text here. Speak, Stoney, the life I live. What could that be in reference
to? That is, take it like a woman. She knows. she knows. Mia,
what does that mean? Jesus,
I'll tell you what. Mia,
that might have been an interruption.
Wow.
You know what? We're different kind of soulmates.
No,
Mia and I, but we do have a lot in common.
Yeah, you take our side.
Your ass.
Yeah. Yeah, ask him though, Stoudy. That's incredible. Like, what made him come up with that vision?
All right, I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be happy to ask him about that, but then we're going to spend 4 or 5 minutes on that.
I
kind of want to.
Yeah. But we're putting up numbers, so the boss might not get mad.
I'll tell you what, we'll
throw it deep.
Maybe we'll play it. We'll talk Warriors to start NBA, and then maybe at the end, if he's up for it, I can ask him how much money he made.
Can I ask you a real question about this business and life?
Which business? NBA?
Just sports and what we do. I mean, it almost came to a point where Odyssey said, hey, stop talking about Kuminga because he was so polarizing and we talked about him all offseason. Stoney, is there too much apology? Because that's how I feel like this dude, the way he's playing, if this keeps up, all the haters get in a line. It's never enough to say, hey, I got it wrong. Because I'm noticing everywhere now when you're talking Warriors, and I'm not mad at it, but just be a real one and pick up the phone, young lady, young man, and say, I got to give the guy credit. Because, Stoney, he deserves a lot early on, but boy, did we take a lot. And I want Willard to do it, too. And maybe Willard did it.
I will never
get
do it under any circumstance.
Why?
I have nothing to apologize for. In fact, this is amazing how different you and I are. You started talking about that apology, and my first thought was, you know who should apologize? Jonathan Kuminga. He should apologize because he was clearly capable of doing something that he wasn't doing for whatever reason.
Not because he didn't want to.
Yes, it was.
I don't believe
There's no other way to put it.
What about just the way that this whole thing played out and his future in doubt as a Warrior, Stoney?
I'm just saying.
Just shook his own mental cage and maybe him talking to Aaron Turner just about what's what.
So congratulate him for playing the right way.
No doubt.
That's
all I'm asking for.
Ripped him for playing the right way.
Well, some thought he wasn't capable. And again, it's early. I specify early.
No apology to Jonathan Kuminga.
Here's the other thing. Opens at 10 a.m.
If I were to ever consider that, which I'm not, and I wouldn't.
But you've kind of given him his flowers.
He's playing well.
Yeah.
He's doing what they've asked him to do. And if you want me to play this way, I will. Finally. That I can do.
Look at you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Nobody needs to apologize for anything. Not Kuminga.
You know what?
Not Kerr. Not me.
It's recognized, and a lot of people are recognizing. Oh,
I'm recognizing
early
when he's been worth recognition, so he's getting it. Apology to Kuminga. Hey, Jonathan, I apologize for saying he didn't rebound for your first four years.
No, that's different. That's different.
That's right. Hey, Jonathan,
all right. We get it, Stoney.
And how about this? How about this? Through it all with Kuminga.
That sounds like a song.
The one thing I always emphasized was you can tell this kid's not an attitude problem. Mm. He may be discouraged, but he's not an attitude problem. He's not a head case. He's just trying to find his way. Mm-hmm.
That's really important.
Plus, how do we know that Kuminga's not, doesn't have a little Dan Dibley in him? And he'll come back with apology not accepted.
Dude, he does that.
I mean,
this is Tupac for real.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing more freeing and liberating than apologizing. And there's nothing worse than apologizing and they say no thank you. Then you want to hurt him again.
Well, I don't want to dig my own grave, but it's a hashtag random.
Sure.
I turn to the TV and it says Chauncey Billups and Rozier will not get paid on leave. And I'm just saying, if they're guilty and they did that, and they probably did, you deserve what's coming. But what happened to innocent until proven guilty? So how can you just... So the Players Association will fight that for Chauncey Billups, right? Nothing. They haven't gotten to court.
I won't be a jerk, but
this is allegedly.
That would be the coaches' association. I think. Seriously.
Okay. Gotcha. Help me out.
Yes.
You got to fight that one, right? Like, dude, I ain't been found guilty of nothing.
Not yet.
But effing still to the not yet.
Co-conspirator.
Y'all didn't stop the checks already?
Chauncey Billups.
Yeah, Todd Coach is that man.
And listen.
No, seriously, though, Stoney, the checks didn't stop coming? You coaching? You judging?
I hate to do this to you.
No,
but
it's a thought I have because I'm
Chauncey Billups made $107 million over the course of his playing career. He's since been a coach. So that's probably up to 150.
Okay.
Now, I get it if they deserve, but he'll be okay.
But that's not, I'm talking about the innocent until proven guilty. Why is there no pay?
You know why? Because it's probably obvious.
See, but that's still not right.
Well, they're both not working.
That's true.
For reasons that might be, Chauncey's like, I should be working. Look at you two.
Great job by Silver nipping this in the bud.
Dude, it's a thought I had. And if this were not even basketball related, and Stoney, innocent till proven guilty, get you paid.
I'll bet you that's not universal.
I bet you,
people who are charged of drunk driving get fired. Then they have to go. Then they go through all the court stuff and try to get out of it, right?
You got me there though. That's heavy, man.
Yeah, I don't.
But I do wonder why no pay. When I see you Friday, because Evan's in for me tomorrow, Stoney. He's in for you at 1:30 today. I think that will be challenged. How about that? Whatever the coaches think.
I do think it's like, if there's an issue with your check or something that happens at work. If it's wrong, you're eventually going to get the money. Like, if they're not proven guilty, they'll get back pay. But for right now,
sue.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Evidence. We are so different. And this has happened on my check. It's Evan and I. And he's
that's
like, what's wrong, Goo? And I tell him what happened and what my mistake. He goes, like the smart guy he is, are you going to eventually get it back? Yeah. But he doesn't understand. Evan, I need it today.
Well, and that's where budgeting comes in, Goo.
Well, I need mine right now.
Get a financial planner.
Dude. Well, I had Mia. She fired me.
She's done it right. You know why she fired you?
I got relieved. Yeah.
Don't you get it? She's retired. Yeah. You're still working.
Yeah, boy. Oh, man.
She dotted her I's and crossed her T's in her 20s and 30s. And now for you, unfortunately,
the chickens are coming home
to roost because,
But Evan's up there like, it's coming back though, right, Goo? You don't get it. I need it now.
No, maybe it's because I'm just one of those people that, in a way, I would rather not have the money and then get a massive lump sum than just get a small piece every once in a while.
Me too.
Oh, I got a headache in there. Evan's just like, Goo, you're getting it back. Right? It's not like, when I need it.
It's like, do you know how many accountants have told me, listen, you're getting too much taken out of your paycheck when I get $3,000 at the end of the year or something. And they say, if you take that out of your paychecks and invest it, you'll probably make... And I'm like, I'm not doing
that. Oh, man.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. That's
not
pretty
that
good,
disciplined.
Man. No doubt.
Yeah. Just don't use it to bet against the Warriors right now.
You said early in the season.
Hey, Warrior fans and NBA fans, that is... And
well, Friday, they let you down.
But
4 out of 5,
we could see that coming.
Right, don't make it.
My point is this. You should never bet against the Warriors the first month or so of the season.
Wow.
And here's what I'll do for you, Warrior fans. I will let you know when that changes. But I got to see.
Him tomorrow in Milwaukee.
Yes. I need to see the landscape of the NBA after a certain amount of time, and once I see the landscape And I finally see that some teams care a little bit.
Mm.
And that probably will come around mid-November to late November.
Michael Jordan.
Then my algorithm changes. But right now, do not bet against the Golden State Warriors.
I mean, I'm going to just say this, Donnie. The Milwaukee Bucks just beat the New York Knicks by 10.
Mm. What's your point?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It's early, but that's impressive.
The Warriors are 22-6 in their last three starts this last 3 years. They got off to a 6-2.
I remember that one.
12-3.
Okay.
Now they're 4-1.
Wow.
Let me tell you, they're going to go 10-3 or something.
And what was 2022, the magical year? What was that start?
Well, that was great, I believe.
23-1. I mean, it was out of control.
They were, see, this is where I'm great.
Oh.
They were 30-9 that year.
But didn't they start like 18-2?
Yes,
I believe they did.
Mm-hmm. Give me, go back. Good Lord.
They won 53 that year.
Wow. Just think, nobody saw it coming.
Nobody saw Curry playing like this at 37.
It is truly incredible.
It
man.
Is truly
I do wonder.
Incredible.
He was their worst three-point shooter last night.
And they won by 20.
Yeah.
That's the problem other teams might have.
Now, I don't want to count pockets, but Evan, is this a dumb question? And I really, truly learned the only dumb one
he
is the one you don't ask.
He makes $750,000 a
game. Does Curry have his own chef?
Yes. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it's a nickname, but he doesn't actually
cook. Yeah, I know Trey gave it to him. No, I'm saying it's so. Yeah. All right, she could throw down.
No, I'm sure Aisha cooks once in a while, but they have a chef. No doubt.
Well, if I had a chef, I'm never cooking. That's the dream.
Well, some people a lot of people really enjoy cooking. My mother.
I think about driving home and whoever my chef was, putting my meal together via text. That's got to be great.
So when you cook for yourself, Goo, what's your go-to?
It's goulash. Top ramen.
Are you swear?
No juice. You drain the juice out. Put the beef stuff in, the stuff in there. Cheese. Hot sauce. And crackers and stir that baby up. Goulash.
Did you just say goo makes goulash?
Yes, sir. Yeah, when I was single, Stoney, that got your boy through.
I'm like a rice with beef tips over and with little gravy sauce. Oh, God.
But how long does it take to cook the meat?
Not much shorter
top
than the
ramen
than
is
to
fast.
Boil the rice. I mean, the rice takes a while.
Hey, goulash, Evan. Try it. If you want to get fancy, sure. Get some links or hot dogs and cut those babies up and throw them in there.
I'm not sure that the ingredients Guru throws into that pot are even goulash.
Well, that's what I call it's my concoction.
But you may call something goulash, and there's really no ingredients in yours that actually makes up what goulash really is.
And that's the point. Hello. Hello. Come on now. Yeah. I didn't like your meal. The rice and
beef tips?
Yeah.
Used to hammer that. My single.
What's your go-to now? Like what you had last night?
Yeah. Last night, tortellini.
Mia makes that with the red sauce. Don't let the cook know.
No, I don't. See,
does Steph have a chef or not? Not part-time, like every day.
Yes. He has a chef.
That cooks for Aisha, the kids?
Yes. Of course.
Yeah.
And here, how about this? I don't know that for a fact.
Oh, my God.
But I would bet everything under the sun on that one.
All right. How about Kuminga? Does it even matter if you're in the league taking care of your body like that? Everybody's got one. Pods.
Now, that's a great question.
Well, when he gets his new deal, that'll be for sure.
That's actually a really good question.
I do.
How many of them
Moody?
Have?
Well, we knew Looney had one, right?
Right. I also think that a lot of these guys may have people like, they just cook them stuff for the week that they have that's healthy.
The meal prep.
Anybody know any more about this kind of thing? See, this is the kind of stuff that I'm interested in. Just like the factoid that we learned the other day at Sam's. That was an incredible, that one.
Some plural factoids, but which one?
No, this is the one that we can talk about on the air.
Right.
And we will. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
He works overtime with that
one. It's okay, partner.
Thanks, Jimmy Butler. All right, let's get right to it. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in our good friend Keith Smith, contributor to SpoTrack, and he also hosts At Front Office Show on YouTube. Keith, thank you so much for joining us as always. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Jonathan Kuminga, it took a while. They finally came to terms with him, the Warriors and Kuminga, 2 years, 48 or 50 million with a team option. What did you make of the whole Kuminga saga and then the way it wrapped up, and then where do they go from here?
Yeah, I think restrictive free agency is just really hard on the players. The team has so much control, unless it's one of those summers where we have a whole bunch of teams with cap space and they're looking to make big moves. Guys are going to get stuck, and that's what happened with Jonathan Kuminga as well as a few other guys. I think ultimately they found pretty good middle ground. I think it's still a little more friendly towards the Warriors side, but Kuminga got a nice payday for himself, and we'll see where it goes. The Warriors were able to maintain some control here. If things aren't working out, they can move on fairly easily. If things are working out, they'll be able to kind of keep him in the fold. And I think so far, things are working out pretty good. I think this is, in my opinion, the best basketball we've seen from Jonathan Kuminga as far as an all-around player goes. So I think the most important thing was, it seems like all parties involved were able to say, hey, it was a tough summer negotiating, but we got it done. We've put that behind us. Now let's go play ball.
No, Keith, and the Bay's on fire and excited just about that. Now I want to ask you this, because I'll bring up LeBron James, because I'm going to longevity, and it's incredible what he's doing and what he's meant to the league. But Steph Curry's 37 years old, Keith. He doesn't look like he's slowing down, and he's running a marathon every damn game through screens and doing all that stuff to get the ball. Have you truly just, like, are you surprised? Or, because I'm taking it for granted and I'm trying not to. Like, when you're watching him do what he does at this age, what comes to mind, Keith?
I mean, nothing comes to mind because we haven't seen it before. You know, so it becomes one of those where it's like, this is, you know, it's right up there as far as, you know, players getting it done at an older age. The NBA I grew up on, guys his size, they were done by the time they were 30. Maybe they hung on as a role player to 32 or 33, and then that was it. Their career was over, and he's out here, you know, still playing at an all-NBA level, which is unbelievable. I mean, he is, as you said, his conditioning to be able to do what he does night in and night out doesn't get talked about enough. We all know the incredible shooting skill and all of that. But the fact that he can run, the amount he does every single night is just unbelievable. Yeah, he is. He's something really special. There's quite a few guys on the list of, I hope we're all appreciating everything they're doing, because it is going to come to an end eventually. But for now, let's enjoy it for as long as we have it.
Yeah, Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's the host at Front Office Show on YouTube. He also contributes at SpoTrack. Let me ask you, if you look at the Warriors' salary situation right now, they have hardly any money on the books from 27 on, just Hield and Moody. They signed Kuminga to this particular deal, and they've got a bunch of guys who are up next year. If you look at their, you know, their payroll, what do you think they're trying to do, and what have they set themselves up to do with the way their payroll right now is constructed?
Yeah, I think we have moved on from the whole two timeline stuff for the most part. That just isn't going to really be a thing. But I think what they have done is set themselves up that if this current era comes to an end in a couple of years and guys start to exit, they're going to be able to hit a very hard reset. It might be rough for a year or so, but they're going to be able to do it in a way where they should be able to turn things around very quickly. Now, of course, you got to get the right players. That's a big, big, big part of it. But I think they're in a spot where what we'll see the Warriors be able to do is they're not going to exit this golden era of the franchise with three or four bloated bad contracts on the books that they have to work around. They're set up to kind of finish it out with the guys they have, and then we go forward from there and put it into a position where, all right, now if we're hitting a rebuild, we're going to hit a rebuild in a great market with a whole bunch of cap space, and we've seen teams be able to flip that fairly quickly.
Keith, you're going to feel like I think you're my therapist. I don't before I say this and ask you this, but I want to run it by you. I still, as a lifelong Warrior fan, have PTSD because I thought the Warriors could do something and go far and give OKC maybe a run for their money when they got Jimmy. But Curry got hurt. And I know you can't predict the future, Keith, or injuries, but the Warriors could be a top three seed. But to me, it's always, because of that injury now, Keith, last year, going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be fun, but I'll never know until they get to the playoffs. Do you think the Warriors, that's just the life they live now with Jimmy being his age, Curry and Dre, that, yeah, you can have fun, but you're really never going to be able to enjoy it until you get to the offs knowing you got that health, if that makes any sense?
No, it does make sense. And I think, you know, teams have obviously gone to extreme lengths to prioritize player availability by the time we get to the playoffs. But we've seen that there's no, like, do this and you will get there and be and stay healthy. There's no like golden rule of if you know, load manage guys, if you manage minutes, if you give them days off, if you know, do these things. It's just you got to kind of hope for your best. I think it was Steve Kerr, I'm going to paraphrase, but he said something along the lines the other day of, you know, hey, we felt really good about where we were and Steph was feeling good, and then he got hurt. And sometimes that happens. And unfortunately, like you mentioned, when you're talking about older players, sometimes it happens with older players a little bit more because those things that they might have been able to play through before in their career, maybe they can't play through those now. And or they become a, you know, 2-day injury becomes a 2-week injury. And those are the things that get really, really tough on guys. But I think you just do your best and hope for the best when you get there that you'll be able to, you know, compete at the highest level.
Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He contributes to at SpoTrack, and he also is a host of At Front Office Show, which you can see on YouTube. Let me ask you this about the Warriors and the Western Conference after a week. And I know, you know, they've only played 4 or 5 games. You know, if you judge them on a game or two, I saw the Clippers last night. They look bad. They look great 2 nights ago. But is there anything that you've seen, let's say, in the first five games or so that you think has staying power, a team, a player that we might need to keep an eye on for the rest of the year?
In the conference as a whole?
Yeah.
Or with the Warriors?
No, in the conference. Sure, yeah.
Got it. Yeah, I mean, Victor Wembanyama, obviously. Like, let's keep an eye on that for the next, a couple decades. He is just unbelievable. I like to say he leads the league in me rewinding my TV to say, what just happened? I don't get what I just saw. He is unreal. I think the Thunder, this is a Thunder team that no Jalen Williams. Caruso's been in and out. Holmgren missed the other night. Looked like they were going to lose to the Kings last night, and they just clamped down with about 6 minutes to go and, ripped off an 11-0 run, took control of the game, and put it away. I mean, they're not going anywhere either. They're going to be really tough. And then I think, unfortunately, injuries are really going to come to the forefront here in the West, because in the Western Conference, last year, I believe it was the teams from 2 through 8 were separated by like 4 games. This year, I don't think there's going to be that much separation either in the conference. And that really means if you have a bad week or two, that could be the difference between being in the play-in and having home court advantage. And I think those are the things I'm going to be watching here a little bit more as we move forward. And then are a couple of the teams towards the bottom end of the conference, like Utah, are they going to be this competitive all year? Because if it is, that's like, teams that thought, hey, well, we got 3 or 4 wins there, on the books, and we don't have to worry about it. Maybe those aren't going to be so easy to get.
Keith, I got to ask you about a team in the Warriors Conference, and that's the Lakers, and mainly Austin Reeves, who turned down an extension this offseason. And I was like, what are you doing? But he's had a 50-point game, a 40-point game, obviously no LeBron. Has he outgrown his role for the Lakers, and is a big contract awaiting him, you think?
Yeah, big contracts definitely coming his way. I wrote about him for SpotTrack a couple weeks ago about what might be next and why he turned down that extension and the things, the reasons behind that. And I think this is a great example of a guy just believing in himself and saying, hey, $22 million a year, that's great, but I'm better than that. I can go get more. And I think him and his representatives are reading the market well, too. There's a bunch of teams that are going to have cap space. And a handful of those teams, they haven't landed on their point guard yet. And that's something I think they're looking at, because we've seen he can do more than just score. He's a pretty good playmaker for others now. He really does a nice job setting the table for guys, too. Defensively, yeah, it's going to be a challenge. Has he outgrown his role? I don't know, because I think one of the lessons we've learned over the last couple of years is having multiple ball handlers and playmakers on the floor really helps you, put you in a position. And all these teams now are deciding, hey, we're going to amp up the pace, and we're going to put on forms of full court pressure and those kind of things. And I think everybody's going to be in a position where ball handlers, playmakers are going to be more and more valuable. And I think for the Lakers, having Luka, having Reeves, and then when he ultimately starts playing, having LeBron in there, that gives them an advantage on the offensive end. And not like they didn't already have one anyway, with two of the best offensive guys, that we've seen in LeBron and Luka. But I think Reeves fits in really well with those guys. The one question I have is, can you build a good enough defense around Luka and Reeves? That's going to be a challenge long term. But that's something that Rob Pelinka and crew are going to have to figure out along with J.J. Redick.
If you had to bet, Keith, do you think the Lakers will be a top 6 team in the West? Because that's what I bet my partner on.
Uh-oh, Keith.
I had them 7th. I had them down there. Now, when I went through and started doing wins and losses, I had everybody pretty tight. So it's, if you tell me who's healthy the most this year, and I'll tell you what the order is behind OKC and Denver, I think those two are kind of, separated themselves a bit in the conference, or will. I had them 7th coming into the year. I don't really have any reason to move off that. But I will say this. If LeBron doesn't get back and these Luka things turn in, and it's not just a week, it becomes 2 weeks, 3 weeks or longer, that's going to be really tough on the Lakers, because they're dealing with a lot of injuries right now.
Keith, this might not be fair, but I just got to run it by you because I know you cover the league. I'm watching Knicks-Bucks last night, and I'm looking at the Bucks roster and watching Giannis out there. And it's just me, Keith, no intel, obviously, but it just feels like the days are numbered for him in a Buck uniform. When you look at the Milwaukee and Giannis situation, do you get that, or do you think, he's going to be there?
Yeah, I think they're doing everything they can to try to keep him there, and I think given the fact that they said, all right, our target is Miles Turner, and we're going to go out and do the big wave and stretch of Damian Lillard and create the space that way and then fill out with a whole bunch of guys on minimum-type contracts, I think they've done okay putting together a decent roster around Giannis. Well, they've got a couple more trade chips to go. But you got to be really careful here if you're Milwaukee, because if you start chasing to try to put a team around him and you start trading away guys and then you give up what precious few draft picks you have left, all of a sudden, if Giannis is still not enough, boy, you could be in trouble, because Giannis is going to return a haul. We all know that, and that'll have to be, if we get to that point, a discussion of, all right, what is it we want? Do we want to be competitive and, you know, stay on top and we'll take older players and we'll try to be good still? Or we, no, let's just go. Let's just reset this thing and take draft picks and kids and everything else. That'll be a decision they're going to have to make. Personally, I hope he stays. I want to see at least a handful more guys kind of do the wire-to-wire with one franchise. But I get it. If you're Giannis and you don't feel like they're giving you a chance to win, you don't owe anybody anything. You led that team to a title. You gave them, you know, decade-plus of great basketball. If you want to move on, you know, by all means, I'm not going to fault them.
Hey, Keith, real quick, I was telling my partner before you came on, I said, well, you know, Keith Smith, he's got a feather in his cap about something. He's like, what are you talking about? And I said, Keith Smith was the brains behind the Orlando bubble. And that's correct, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you wrote a story. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It ended up coming to fruition.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, which it seems like maybe still quite a few people, I worked for Disney for 20 years before I started doing basketball stuff full time. And that was an intersection in my two worlds that I know better than anything else I know in my life, is the NBA and their needs and what they were going to need in Disney. And we were sitting around hearing all these stories of, oh, they should go play on cruise ships and private islands and all these things. I'm like, none of this is going to happen. And I was like, Disney World is just sitting there wide open. No one's there. It's private property, all these things. Yeah. And we put up an article at the time. It was with Yahoo Sports. We put that up in the middle of April and then just kind of went forward from there. And then, you know, within a month or so, with, hey, the NBA's considering this. And then in July, we had them all here in my backyard going, because I still live here in the Orlando area. So wow. It was, that was a once-in-a-lifetime, moment for me with those two parts of my world intersecting like that.
Keith, I'm nosy by nature, and I feel like we're family, so I always want to make sure my family's taken care of. Steiny told me that, and the first question I had is, my goodness, I hope the NBA puts something in Keith's mailbox to take care of him some type of way for that genius plan that you devised.
Here's what I'll tell you. We got an email that afternoon from someone with the league office that said, thank you for posting such a thoughtful and thorough idea. And then I didn't get much else. I didn't even go to the bubble, which was okay.
Oh, man.
That was okay. But here's what I will tell you. Years later, our show, Front Office Show, which you've referenced several times, we're actually linked together now with the NBA. You can find myself and Trevor Lane, my co-host. You can find us on NBA TV. So all I'll say is that was like one of those layaway deals, right? We did something and then it came back around to us later.
Oh, that was that was genius, stuff. Man. Good stuff, Keith.
Hey, Keith, thank you so much as always, man. We really do love having you on, man. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Keith Smith. Go check him out at Front Office Show on YouTube. He also contributes at Spot Track. And you know who I thought of?
Nothing came in the mailbox. That's... NBA should be ashamed.
I agree.
That's just terrible.
It's like the NBA probably sent him an email. Hey, great. That was a great article. Thanks for the suggestion. Really appreciate it.
Wow.
And then they do it. And they say, yeah, wasn't this a great idea?
Yeah.
It's like their version of a mailbag.
Wow. There you go.
That's pretty cool.
So much good stuff, Stoddy. I got to ask you, Austin Reeves, I can't remember where you stand on him.
Good
where
third
are you
option.
At? But could never be one or two. Because I'm thinking he might be saying, Bron, sit your ass down. I got this.
I mean, I guess that's like, you know, that's a good way to put it. Maybe he could be a two on a good
team. You think somebody's going to throw those kibbles and bits to him? Because he turned down 980, whatever it was. I'm like, boy.
Yeah.
Study, 40 and 50s are not easy to do in the NBA.
The difference is Reeves didn't take the money because he knows teams are going to have money next year.
So the opposite of the Kuminga and all those restricted.
Although he was he was restricted, which always makes it pretty bad. You know what I thought of?
Well, LeBron's a free agent, so you could just give that money to Reeves.
Mm. Evan's got a point.
Yeah. He always does.
Or at least some of that money. So Keith's telling me that story about how the NBA didn't really do anything for
him. That is it like that. I'm really mad. Like, damn.
You know who that reminds me of?
Uh-oh. Hold on now. You going there. The We Believe guy.
Paul Wong.
Put one up for Goo.
Paul Wong.
That's amazing.
The creator of We Believe.
But he got some run, though.
Yeah, they put him on TV holding up a sign that said We Believe. Then they started making shirts, hats, a signature. It was a month of fanaticism.
What happened to paying it forward? Like the league, that dude, Keith, should be sitting on something, Steiny. That was a hell of an idea.
Like the Warriors, remember, it wasn't Lakeb at the time. So I do think Paul, I think, ended up getting a
But if a it were Lakeb, he would have got, yeah, he would have got some.
Cotton candy.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I was asking about Curry, Chef. Curry, does he have a chef? What did Dibs retort with? That was pretty good.
I don't read my texts on the air.
What you mean? You do it all the time.
Not my personal texts. I look at the text line. What'd he say?
Evan, can you help me out?
Somebody Googled and said, Steiny, I just Googled and Curry doesn't have a chef.
I was just referencing the Dibbers tweet about the over-under on Curry, the chef.
Oh, well, it wasn't a tweet. I mean, he sent a text.
Yeah, I butchered that. Shout out Shasky.
One sec.
Wait, we're putting the show on hold?
No.
To find out.
This is what I do.
Sorry, I was doing something back here.
You're not producing.
You're not in this one. Like we're not mad at you or anything.
No, I'm never mad at Evan. Well, there was one time, but.
All right, over under, Curry family employees. This is from Dan Dibley. 5.5 is the total line. And he just off the top of his head said, chef, housekeeper, house manager, gardener, driver, and pool guy.
I'm going over, Steiny.
I didn't hear nanny.
That would be seven.
Oh, dude, that's it. Yeah, over for sure. Did you make how much a game does he get, Steiny?
$750,000 per game.
That's not even Brita.
Well, I think his driver is also his security guy.
And barber, right. I think the security guy's his barber too.
Well, that's a little weird.
Well,
not if he can cut hair.
Yeah,
but.
A goulash hair lodge.
Can you really?
That was bad.
I don't know. I'd rather have a dedicated security guy and then a dedicated barber.
Well, Draymond's got Brownie.
Right. But he doesn't ask Brownie to protect him. That's all I'm saying. The guy's double dipping a little bit, and I'll bet he's not really great at either one. You know what I'm saying?
I saw Stephen A. Smith with security. Like, he really needed Steve. Well, here
he may need
it. Yeah, you're right. Hey, I'm going to quit watching the NBA.
No, you're
Giannis
not.
Took five steps on a dunk last night, and it truly is embarrassing, Evan Steiny. I mean, I don't know what's going on, and Dibs is going to defend the officials. But Steiny, traveling in the NBA, it's Kawhi Leonard ran 5 yards yesterday and got an and one. I'm like, that's a travel. Why are we oblivious and acting like we're not watching it? Like, I'm offended. With Giannis, Steiny, it was five steps. And your boy ran 4, 3.5 and got an and one. I said, good God.
Never in the history of our league, the NBA, have the scales been tipped so in favor of offense. It's a joke.
Even the, wow.
It is. I don't like it either, Goo.
It's offensive.
Speaking of that thing you said about Giannis, I just saw, you see the stat they just threw up there of him?
No. I'm focused on you.
They had the top three leaders in the NBA dunks and layups. In other words, points at the rim.
Five games in.
Who's number one?
Giannis.
Yes. 50 dunks or layups.
Okay, so I know number two.
That's 10 a game.
Okay.
10 dunks and 10 layups a game.
I think I know number two.
I don't know who number two and three is.
I was going to say SGA.
Maybe. But my point is, Giannis has 50 scores at the rim this year. The next highest guy, 25.
And if you keep tricking your career off in Milwaukee, and
he's
not
tricking anything off.
When was the last time we saw him in the Eastern Conference Finals? Well,
they made the playoffs.
He's the guy that he's like Steph. We want to watch him, Ohtani, in the playoffs. That thing's going so sour and bad in Milwaukee.
It's not undefeated.
No, I'm talking about the last couple of years. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm talking about the last couple of years. But
they're
you guys
better
are
this
right.
year. They got Miles Turner.
Okay, wake me up. But you know what? He should be there April and June, man. How good he is.
See, I can't stand.
You're taking him for granted.
I can't stand when you arbitrarily decide which players need to stay and which players need to go. That's not for you to decide.
Don't worry about it.
He's happy there.
I don't want Mike Trout. I don't want him to be on his Mike Trout portion of his career.
Mike Trout doesn't care about winning.
Steiny, stop. You know what?
Otherwise, he would have wanted to get out of there. He's comfortable. It's a lifestyle. He grew up in Millville. He just wants to.
He's from the East Coast too.
That's Millville, New Jersey. He was nicknamed the Millville Meteor. All right. 88. By the way, I don't know how I'm going to tease this for the next segment, but I just did you all see Mike Dunleavy on NBC Sports Bay Area last night addressing Steve Kerr's situation? And we do have a little news to share there. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.